expand into the interweb on KBOO.FM, and in that manner we go out to all the ships at sea.
Hey, good morning. 1 minute now before 10 o'clock. It is KBOO, KBOO Portland, your community radio station. We're about an hour away from Between the Covers. We'll be speaking with Portland writer Robert Hill about his new novel, The Remnants, set in the isolated farm town of New Eden, which has arrived at its last days. And at 11:30, it's Words and Pictures. We'll be joining Oregon Historical Society director Carrie Timchuk for an audio preview of the Comic City USA exhibition, which spotlights comics arts creators from the Pacific Northwest, including the writer-artist duo Paul Gwinnan and Anina Bennett, who will also be in the studio for the show. That is all coming up this morning. Flashpoints in about 15 minutes, but we do have Chris Andre up next with Air Cascadia. It's headlines, interviews, and commentary right after this.
Come over here, to the right-hand speaker.
KBOO's book and record sale is happening August 13th at Cider Riot, 807 Northeast Coot Street, starting at noon. Find treasures amongst the stacks of donated items while raising money for KBOO, your very own community radio station.
Friction between the stylus and the record produces a force which makes the arm try to swing towards the record center.
Again, that's KBOO's book and record sale, Saturday, August 13th from noon to 7 p.m. at Cider Riot, 807 Northeast Coot Street in Portland. More information can be found at KBOO.FM on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
I'm now standing in the center, and my voice should be located precisely midway between the speakers.
Morning, Cascadia. Today is August 11th, Thursday 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM on the air in your ear and KBOO.FM on the web. This is Air Cascadia. Weather for today, mostly cloudy early on, clearing eventually, highs around 87. Wow, so don't let the clouds fool you. Don't let them get in your eyes. And we got a light north wind becoming northwest, 5 to 9 miles per hour tonight. Clear with a low around 63, and light winds. They could kick up to 20 miles per hour. And for tomorrow, sunny skies, highs around. Wait for it. 92 degrees. Calm winds, calm because nothing's moving when it's 92. northwest 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. For tomorrow night, clear skies, lows around 65, and light winds. Today's guest joining us is Billy Wilson. He is a Humpapa Lakota. He's a Sitting Bull clan, and he's joining us by phone to talk about the latest developments on the Dakota Access Pipeline, or as we like to say at Air Cascadia, pipeline. Getting started in just a moment, a few local notes. It's been on the air consistently, repeatedly, the story of Charlie Hale's latest effort to do the right thing by people who lack a roof over their heads, people who do not have a place to live, who do not have an address, can't get a job. If they're ill, they are going to get a lot sicker living rough. They're going to have all manner of dietary problems that are attendant upon that lifestyle on the, lived on the streets. And so Charlie Hales is going to get a gigantic industrial building and warehouse them. They'll be like IKEA. If you want to talk to your friend, you have to go down the aisle and find the right number and letter. And then you there's your friend tucked up there and the steel girders. They're warehousing people who lack housing. That is not a solution. That is a crime. That is a disservice to everybody's humanity. It would cost less to build, and it would cost less to maintain if they put up like duplexes around a commons where people would meet, gather, speak, share their ideas, and basically have some say. They would be able to participate in their own governance. There would be access to all social services there. You can't put a person there, put a phone so they could reach whatever social service office they need to. Make these things accessible, all in the same place. It will cost much less to build it. It would cost much less to maintain. But most importantly, never mind the numbers, it's the people who live there. If you want people to be part of the story, if you want to be part of the story of people rebuilding their lives, then make it possible. Don't build a warehouse, build a life. And that's what I have to say about it anyway, because everybody knows the story. So there's that's opinion, sheer opinion. And don't forget the Perseid meteor shower will be up over Mount Hood. On August 13th, it's coming. I bet there will be meteorites tonight, I believe. OMSI is hosting two different stargazing parties. There'll be, of course, scientists on hand. And they'll also be at the Rooster Rock State Park and the L.L. Stubbs Stewart State Park. Both events charge $5. And NASA estimates that the shower should be visible by approximately 9 p.m. So, Bald Peak, I've got another one for you. Bald Peak State Scenic Viewpoint out in Hillsboro is a good one. And, of course, Council Crest and Powell Butte Nature Park. Not to forget Cooper Mountain on the other side. Well, there's many places on the other side of the Columbia River, just as there are here. Let's not forget that this river unites us. It does not divide us. There are a great many stories that are on hand. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service revoked Sovereign Land's construction permit for the Dakota Access Pipeline. That's what we're going to talk about today, because we do have Billy Wilson, the Humpapa Lakota Sitting Bull Nation, and we're delighted to welcome Billy to the KBOO airwaves. Good morning, Billy.
Good morning.
Well, thank you so much for being with us. We've been following this story, and not many other news sources are. This has been one of those hushed up deals. We like to call this a pipe lie, not a pipe line. Again, this running straight through land that is not rightfully the white man's land. This land has always been Native American. I don't even like the phrase Native American, First Peoples, First Nations. But in any case, we'd like to get a little bit of this, what the situation is, and then what this latest development, what's just recently occurred. Billy, you want to fill us in on that?
Well, I've been out there for a few months now opposing this. We've been waiting for the Corps, hopefully not to issue the permit, but here last week they did. The Dakota Access are doing these things. You know, they ain't got no environmental impact statements. They don't have no people that, you know, watch every shovel full being dug for any bones and stuff like that coming up. On the west side of the Missouri River, they're going to be going through a non-native owns this land now, but on that land there's burial sites and old campsites and stuff, and they're going to be going right through them with no regards to our peoples or anything like that. On the east side, we've been watching them lay pipe and stuff. They stopped to the core of the engineer lines there by the river, and they've been waiting for this big drill to show up. That drilled underneath there, I left there Saturday morning because I thought, you know, they was filing these junctions and lawsuits and stuff with the courts, and I thought that would have put a hold on things for 30-60 days, you know. But here Tuesday they they're starting to want to work and try to get this work done before I guess the courts might put a stop to them. And so Tuesday, I think it is that our people down there started putting up barriers, roadblocks, and barriers in front of the entrance on the west side there. And I guess today, this morning, people are being arrested and stuff. And they really need help back there with bail bond money and stuff like that. So if anybody out there, you know, got extra funds, man, that can help bail our people out, you know, get a hold of Sacred Stone Camp on Facebook there on their page, and hopefully he can help out. Right now, I wanted to leave this morning to head back myself, but I only had one person help me with funds, enough for gas to get back there, but I really need more, you know, to stay there and to have funds for gas, you know, because everything's so far away, you got to travel 50 to 30 to 50 miles.
That's the Dakotas. Billy, I want to ask you about the last time we spoke, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service revoked the sovereign lands construction permit for the Dakota Access Pipeline. Apparently... What changed? Would you have any idea of what special interests?
I'm not sure what happened with fish and game, or they call it the game and fish. Seems like a lot of these organizations or them people like that, they're just going along with Dakota Access, you know.
But treaties, this does in fact violate a treaty
they're violating agreements and treaties, you know. Right offhand, I don't know exactly, you know, which article and all that stuff, but they are doing that. And again, you know, they're just not caring. They're just doing it, you know. It's like all our native peoples in our country, you know, we're getting dumped on by all their garbage and doing all these minings and drillings and stuff like that on our lands, close to our lands. You know what? To me, it's always still that act towards genocide of us. You know, we always get the crap from this country. And When I was back there, I even found out that our first three numbers and our enrollment numbers means that we're prisoners of war, you know, so we still get treated.
Wait a minute. Can you say a bit more about that? Prisoners of war, and what first three numbers? Talk about that for a minute, because that's something, again, a lot of this stuff is kept under wraps, and the public does not have access through the media to this news. Tell us more about the prisoner of war.
I was there in the consul chamber when this woman who did a lot of research and stuff come up and told the consul that she found out that the first three numbers in our enrollments means that we're prisoners of war. Probably because our people and Cheyennes them killed Custer, you know, but it seems like with this government stuff, there's always that vendetta of that, you know, and which really blows me away, you know, because I see the effects of that in our people, too, you know. And I did all what I could to make sure I had grandkids that could be enrolled back there. And so all that happened, I had grandkids that are enrolled there, but now I made them prisoners of war, you know. So I'm not liking that part.
No. Billy, we're out of time for today. Before you leave, I want to have you back on the show. I want to talk more about this. I want to talk more about your family and your tribe, your nation, your clan, and more on the Dakota Access. There's a lot more. It has not been covered by other news sources, and it deserves extended attention. Again, thank you so much for being with us today. This has been Air Cascadia for Thursday, August 11th, 2016. Engineering today, Rock Bergeron. Thanks so much, Rock. Kathleen Stevenson, the KBA. OOAM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.